we're getting kind of back to how it was. Mm-hmm. There was some changes over the years, but trying to get back to that original tradition with all the German food vendors and just making it as free as possible as an event.
The 40th annual Herzog Fest is set to kick off in Victoria on Friday. President Brenton Hoffman and Vice President Jennifer Pfeiffer stop by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Kicking off right away at 11 a.m., food vendors can open, and we'll tap our keg at noon called the Zog Defiance. We teamed up with Defiance to create that beer.
Very cool.
And then followed by that, 1 p.m., we'll have some beer Olympics throughout the afternoon. Horseshoes will start at 6. And free live music, Austin Dixon will come on at 7. We'll draw our 50-50 raffle winner in between that and our headliner, the Lowdown Drifters, at 9.
Awesome. Are they local bands, or did you guys bring those in?
Nope, they are mainly out of Texas and Oklahoma.
Oh, fantastic. And of course, that's just day one, kicking it off on Friday. It's starting pretty early on Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, we'll start early Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. with our 5K run walk. After that, at 9 a.m., we'll be bringing back our parade. So we're hoping that all the cars that'll participate in the car show will be part of that. Community members, no registration for the parade, just show up to be part of it. Our heritage market will also start at 9 a.m. down on the festival grounds. At 10 a.m., our Herzog Hot Rod Car, Truck, and Tractor Show will begin. You can also sign up to be part of the Cornhole Tournament, which will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Our Kinderfest will start at the same time. That's free activities for kids to participate in. Around noon, we'll have our valve cover races, and we'll also have bingo at the VFW in Victoria. Around 4 p.m., we'll start our polka mass, followed by our polka dance at 5 p.m. At 6, we'll have a committee reunion. 6:30, we'll have a Steinhoist competition, so everybody can get signed up to participate in that. Around 7, our first musical talent of the night will take the stage, and that will be the Wes Kossman Band. We'll have another 50-50 raffle between then, and at 9 p.m., the Hoosier Brother Band will take the stage.
Awesome. It's going to be a fun day. But I do have a question. What is valve cover races?
So they take the valve covers off the cars and make it into a car, and not, they have a downhill ramp. That's how they race them.
Huh. Okay. I'm going to definitely have to make it over for that one.
And for our list, I'm sure that everybody around in the listening area are familiar with this, but just in case they're not, like, put you guys on the spot, what is the history of Herzog Fest? How did it get started? Like, what's, you know, give us kind of a rundown on that here real quick.
All I know, it was started by 7 guys back in 83. It's just been over the years. We're getting kind of back to how it was. Mm-hmm. There was some changes over the years, but we're trying to get back to that original tradition with all the German food vendors and just making it as free as possible as an event.
Yeah, big goal of Herzog Fest is just to keep the German heritage alive and celebrate that and keep the event free and bring lots of people into town to with various different activities for people to participate in and enjoy.
You know, I was there last year and I was really impressed by how many people partook. I mean, the streets, especially when the bands went on later at night, it was just packed.
Yeah, Victoria's not a big city anyways, but they always say our town doubles in size on Herzog Fest.
I'd believe it. Yeah. And it's really cool and really heartwarming to me to also see people in Victoria when you have a community event come out for it. It's like, you know, you do the math in Hayes, 1% of the population be 200 people. Well, you'll see that out in a Victoria event where it's 20% of the population or more. Yep. I love that.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. The community pulls together and participates in the event. Lots of different community groups have, we'll be a vendor for food or help us with other things like setup and cleanup. So we really appreciate the community members stepping up to help us put on a great event, because we're just a committee of 10 folks. And so we really need the support. And so that's great that they help us out.
Yeah, I love that. And I also, you know, want to ask, are you right now still needing any help, or are you guys in a good way that in that regard?
We're good, but we always accept any volunteers. That's always great to help out.
What's the easiest and best way for them to reach out to you guys? Or you just, if you're there, just pitch in a hand.
Yeah. If you're there, just come see us. Or, you can, on our website, you can contact us or any social media. So.
Very cool. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the website. What is that, so people can see it in case they want to get that account?
www.theherzogfest.com. And awesome. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram also.
Keep the live updates going in case anything. Yep. Yeah. And I'm noticing the shirt now. This is the 40th annual?
Yeah, 40th annual. It's a big deal this year. So
yep. It's a big deal every year, but 40, that's even better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we have special merchandise available this year for the 40th year. So we'll have shirts. We have special 40th anniversary steins, buttons, a lot of various things.
Koozies.
That you can. Yep, koozies, hats. A lot of fun things you can pick up to really celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Herzog Fest.
Very cool. Cash only?
Free.
Oh, free?
Yep.
Well, the event is free. Merchandise.
Oh, yes.
Yes, free. Yes. We.
Well, that's not going to be a very good fundraiser. Just giving away the merch.
Yes, the event is free. Merchandise. We do have our own booth that will be selling the merchandise. Cash. Mostly, I think.
And Venmo.
And yep. Venmo. Yeah, we do have some Venmo available too. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing I always forget when I go out to an event like this. I never grab cash.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you're fumbling around trying to find an ATM. Yep. Like, I want that little thing I saw.
For sure.
As a beer connoisseur, what's the flavor profile on the Zog?
It's a German Pilsner.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what he told us some food pairings for it too.
You had me at German Pilsner.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. A German Pilsner beer that he crafted especially for the Herzog Fest. And then we worked with them and came up with the name The Zog. Our nickname is kind of like Zog Week. And so that fit for the beer.
Very cool. And again, that's kicking it off on, was it noon? They're tapping the keg?
Yeah, we'll tap the keg at noon. Food vendors will be open at 11 on Friday.
Okay. Yep. All starting at 11 on Friday there in Victoria. Well, guys, we are virtually out of time. Any last thoughts or anything else you want to hit on before we go?
I just want to thank our platinum sponsors, Worth Wealth Management, Patterson Energy, Weber Body Shop, The Bank, City of Victoria, D&L Body Shop, Outlaw Well Service, Kippus Insurance Agency, and Victoria Lumber Company.